From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome to The Real News on Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look today at the reactions from the public, from the politicians, from the pundits about what happened on in Las Vegas, because it was late or early in the morning on Monday or late at night on Sunday, depending on what time zone you're in when the news hit. We're going to take a look at this because I think it is very important for us not to be shamed into silence about defending our right to defend ourselves. The Democrats want to treat us all as criminals, ignoring the fact that the guns that were supplied here, as this typically happens in a mass shooting event, we can see as Hillary Clinton tries to immediately double down on legislation that's going through Congress that would take some of the restrictions away from suppressors. She immediately attacks the idea of silencers, and we're going to look at what they really are, but what they're really after. We have to understand that there is a war on for our rights. And just as in the drug war, they want to take your property without accusing you of a crime, without convicting you in court, of course, but not even accusing you of a crime. They want to take your rights as a law-abiding citizen, and we're not going to let them. And we're not going to remain silent. We're not going to be silenced like the NRA is now silenced in the aftermath of this shooting. They apparently have been shamed by the commentators and mainstream media. We're not going to allow that to happen. So we're going to take a look at the insane comments of these politicians and pundits from Hillary Clinton to Piers Morgan and others. But we're also going to have joining us in the show a specialist who has looked at the vaccine course. Matter of fact, he has a website dedicated to that. And that's another thing that has been silenced. And that is the fact that we have a secret vaccine court that most people don't really understand. And it's not really a court. Just like the FISA court is not really a court. Just like so many of the courts that we have are set there to control us, not to give us a fair hearing. So we're going to talk to him about that, talk to him about the effects of some of the vaccine experiments that have been performed and about the effectiveness of it. It is something that we all need to be concerned about. You know, there's incidents like this where we see massive numbers of people killed in a very sudden and visible way, and it produces a visceral reaction. But what we do not see and what we do not have a visceral reaction to are the people who are killed and injured in a slow kill from vaccines. We'll take a look at some of the news here. We have the some information about what's going on in Catalonia, and we didn't have time to talk about that a great deal yesterday. And I think it's very important for us to see what was happening in that area and what is about to happen, because this is a worldwide movement of people moving power away from the center. It is happening throughout Europe. It is also pressures that we see happening here in America from both the right and the left. Will it happen peacefully? Or will we see the jackboot of tyranny as we did in Catalonia? The Catalan president had to outwit police helicopters, it's now reported, who were following him to try to stop him from voting. He switched cars in a tunnel. It's kind of like what you say with the movie Baby Driver. I mean, he had to resort to this, as they point out in the Daily Mail. He had to resort to Hollywood-style maneuvers during a cat-and-mouse game with officers who were trying to thwart his attempts to reach a ballot box during Sunday's illegal referendum. They were a little bit more direct with most of the other people. The elderly women, the families with children, they got the truncheon. They got the bloody faces, but they were chasing him and they were not able to apprehend him. We also have the Supreme Court kicking off their session. We're going to talk about what is on the agenda there and the control that they exercise over our lives, as it appears that perhaps we might have, there's a lot of speculation that Justice Kennedy may be announcing his retirement. But they're coming after the elections that they couldn't win. They're going to try to control them in court. I'm David Knight with Real News. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It was Thomas Jefferson who once said that our country is now taking so steady a course as to show by what road it will pass to destruction, to wit, by consolidation of power first, and then corruption its necessary consequence. Jefferson was warning us about the global elite, the 1% of the 1%, consolidating the world's wealth and subverting the people's voice in government. Unfortunately, we didn't heed his advice. We now live in a neo-feudalistic society in which we're treated as indentured servants who only exist to serve the needs of the establishment. Political office no longer represents the voice of the people, but rather the initiation process politicians go through to gain acceptance into the aristocracy. Simply put, we the people are responsible for civilization and culture, yet we're suppressed by a tiny elite who have organized into criminal gangs that operate governments around the world. We falsely believe that everything is simply black and white, one extreme against the other, conservative versus liberal, but things will change once more of us realize this truth. As Thomas Jefferson also said, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of the body and mind will vanish like evil spirits at the dawn of day. This is Kit Daniels with Infowars.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, the 3rd of October, 2017. As I said at the opening of the show, we're going to be taking a look at the reactions of the public, of people who knew the person who's been identified by the government as the shooter. We're going to listen to testimony of people who were there, eyewitness testimony. And we're going to take a look at how the politicians are trying to turn this, as they always do, into a move against gun control. But before we do, real quickly, I want to go over some other breaking news that is hitting. We have the Supreme Court kicking off. And as Fox News points out, they've got the Trump agenda, union dues, speculation about Justice Kennedy retiring. As Ruth Bader Ginsburg says, there's only one prediction that's entirely safe of the upcoming term, and that is that it will be momentous. Yes, it will be momentous. When you have a situation where our government has devolved to the idea that the Supreme Court is not only the final arbiter of any laws that are passed, but they make the laws themselves. And we see this notion being parroted by anyone who wants to get on the Supreme Court, regardless of whether they are liberal or conservative or a strict constructionist or whatever. They will still parrot the idea that the Supreme Court is making law. No, the Congress makes the law. They are supposed to rule on the law, but they don't really make the law. You hear that all the time. But one of the things they're going to be looking at, which I find very interesting, is gerrymandering. This was the first thing that Barack Obama and had set up to attack as he left the presidency. He brought in Eric Holder, and they talked about how they were going to come after the gerrymandering laws. And this is now the very first thing up on the agenda of the Supreme Court. What they could not win at the ballot box, because the Democrats lost over 1,000 seats while Barack Obama was president. They lost over 1,000 seats at the state and local level. And that has caused them to start having massive losses in Congress as well. Because the party that is in power at the state legislature is the one that's going to draw the congressional districts. And this is not something that is new, contrary to what Eric Holder, Barack Obama, and the left media establishment want you to think. Of course, gerrymandering goes back to 1812. There was a political cartoon that showed this as a salamander or a dragon in a Massachusetts race back in 1812. Now, they have gotten it down to a weaponized science, I will admit, with the use of computers, which should tell us something about why we do not want computers involved in any aspect of our election, especially in the voting process. Because when we look at the corruption that has always been present to one degree or the other and will always be present, it is the nature of humans, especially the humans who run in politics, that they are have a, let's just put it this way, they have a fallen nature, okay? We could call them criminals, a district of criminals, but they're always going to be working angles to try to manipulate the election. Whether that's going around in the older days, grabbing election machines and stashing them in the trunk and going to a warehouse and cranking out a bunch of votes or whatever, or stuffing the ballots if they're paper ballots, or getting fake voters to show up on the rolls and vote multiple times. We know all that stuff happens. Illegals coming in, being registered to vote, we know that happens. But the way that this can really be weaponized is if we go to full-on computerized elections. The ability to hack the vote, and as we would call it in business, in an enterprise-wide solution, that is what we really need to be concerned about. And so even though you will never get rid of corruption, returning to paper ballots, having human witnesses there, that is the best security against this type of tampering. But again, they want to go back and they want to attack gerrymandering. And I find it interesting that they choose the case of Wisconsin and not the case of North Carolina. Because when you look at Wisconsin, and this is the key thing that they're doing in here, they're saying, well, I had a situation where the Democrats won the popular vote, but the Republicans won the Congress. And we had just the opposite thing happen in North Carolina. Barack Obama won in North Carolina in 2008. By 2010, they were fed up with his policies. They didn't reject Obama because he was black. They had chosen him, even though he was still black in 2008. They voted for him in 2008. In 2010, they didn't suddenly wake up and realize that he was black. It was not racism, but it was his policies and the way that he had governed. And what happened in 2010 was the Republicans swept everything in North Carolina except for the congressional district. Why is that? Because the Democrats were the ones that had gerrymandered it at that point in time. And so nothing changed at all in the congressional delegates. But because they got the state house, they then changed the laws to favor themselves, as everybody has since the beginning of the republic and going back to 1812. People have been doing this. So when they changed that in 2010, that was the year that they had the census. That was the year that the redistricting lines were drawn. Once they changed those redistricting lines, then you had the congressional district reflect the Republican change in North Carolina. But they picked the exact opposite case in Wisconsin to take that to the Supreme Court. You see how they cherry pick the situations? So that is something that we need to be concerned about. Meanwhile, as we look at the way the courts are being abused for the sake of power, there is a report from the AP saying that governments are now turning the tables by suing people who tried to get public records. Now, this could be an individual. This could be an organization. It could be a journalist. If you file a FOIA request, now we have government agencies then turning around and suing the person who is asking for information for the public's benefit. And they point out an Oregon parent wanted details about school employees getting paid to stay at home. A retired educator sought data about student performance in Louisiana, and college journalists in Kentucky requested documents about the investigations of employees accused of sexual misconduct. Instead, they got something different. They didn't get the information because this is 21st century America with a K. Instead, they got sued by the agencies that they had asked for public records. And the AP points out government bodies are increasingly turning the tables on citizens who seek public records that might be embarrassing or legally sensitive. Instead of granting or denying their requests, a growing number of school districts, municipalities, state agencies, bureaucracies have filed lawsuits against people making the request. And that could be taxpayers, government watchdogs, or journalists who then have to pursue a lawsuit in addition to pursuing the records at their own request. That is the perversion of our government. You ask them for information. They say no. Now, in many cases, people have had to take them to court and sue them to get information, but they're not doing that now. Instead, they're suing the person who wants to get information. That's absolutely amazing how our government has been turned upside down. Meanwhile, as we look at the tax plan, we had Rand Paul tweet out that he thought that this was going to be raising taxes for the middle class. I think he's a bit early on this. I want to give it a little bit more time because I don't think we even have the data yet. As a matter of fact, the people that he quoted, the Tax Policy Center, although it is reported as being a nonpartisan group, this is also a group that is pushing carbon taxes. And they say in The Hill, the tax framework that President Trump and congressional Republicans rolled out this week would reduce federal revenue by $2.4 trillion the first 10 years and provide the biggest tax cuts to the wealthiest Americans, according to the Tax Policy Center. They don't really know that yet, because nobody has, even though they have said we're going to simplify the tax rates down to three different rate levels, they haven't identified which where the income levels are going to come in on that. So the Congress hasn't even done that work. So it is very premature to start attacking the plan. And that's what we're seeing here. But how much have your taxes gone up for paying for wars? Guess what? For the 16-year war in Afghanistan, taxpayers have paid on average $7,500 apiece. Are you happy with that? We've had, with these multiple wars that were going on, $1.5 trillion, according to the Department of Defense, but it's actually about $5 trillion if you add in the interest when we finally get it paid off. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with Real News.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrex Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrex Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality. turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. I want to play you some reactions. Let's talk about some reactions here. First, we're going to go to the reactions of the people on the ground. Some of the eyewitnesses, what they said they heard, what they believed was happening at the moment. And then we're going to take a look at the reactions of the pundits, the politicians who are trying to push for gun control. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of the big sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com, and we've got a new one. BrainForce, my favorite supplement, is now 50% off. A great way to supercharge your mind. If I had tried it before they started selling it, they'd ask me what to name it. I would have called it Brain Focus because it really does help you to focus. My favorite supplement that we sell here at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce now 50% off. We also still have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. That's a great way to take all your necessary vitamins and minerals. You can put it in a drink mix, and you don't have to swallow a lot of pills. It's a great-tasting drink mix, and you can make it taste like anything you want when you have this in a liquid format. Also, we have Alexa Pro and Alexa Pure Breeze. These are our water filter and our air filter. Both of those are 20% off. Emmerich's Essential Packs are 50% off. That's our line of organic household products. And this week only, you can get 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America Coffee. And that's available either in a Patriot blend or an immune support blend. Enter the code WAKEUP at checkout to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. Just choose the blend that you like and put that code WAKEUP in at checkout. Let's take a look at some of the eyewitness accounts that have now surfaced. And we'll talk a little bit about that. Primarily, I want to get to the reactions of others, but I think it's important that we listen to what some of the people there had to say, as well as some of the people who knew the gunman that's been identified by the government, some of the people said about him, including his family. It's very strange as we look at this. Many people who are in law enforcement say he doesn't fit any of the profiles that we have. That doesn't mean that he couldn't have done it. But it does, to me, look incredibly suspicious for a number of reasons. Not that I don't think that anybody died. Obviously, a lot of people died. That part of it is very real. The question is, who did it? Why did they do it? How was it done? And then the other question is, what are we going to do about it? Are we going to stand and fight for our rights? Or are we going to allow them to be taken away because we think that we can be more safe and secure if we give up our freedoms? How's that been working out for you since September 11th, 2001? You gotten any safer by giving up your freedoms? I don't think so. All right, let's listen to what some of the people say. Let's run this first clip, clip number 8.
It was pretty much like a war scene inside. I've seen a lot of stuff in my day with the fire department. It was hard to see even the bodies that are outside down the street here that were carried probably a half a mile from the incident. Honestly, I probably pronounced 15 to 20 people inside. It's a very sad day on an event like this, that something that never should have happened.
So you said you believe 15 to 20 people that you saw that were dead inside?
I know I pronounced 15 to 20 people inside, unfortunately. I do. I got my wife and my four other friends out. They're harboring in one of the hotels right now.
And you went back in with SWAT, right?
I went back in actually with SWAT. They gave me a vest, identified myself. Actually, I never went back in. I never left. I just left right now, actually, when they got Jason Aldean out. So we stayed under the recon of the whole situation, made sure everybody that was DOA at the time, I rechecked everybody. I was with another medic from the fire department, and I went back inside. And it's just something that we do. I wasn't trying to be a hero. I wanted to make sure that I wasn't leaving anybody behind.
again. So that's one of the people there. And there were a lot of first responders, firemen, policemen who were there in the audience just as crowd spectators. And a lot of them were giving aid as it was needed. He was there pronouncing people dead. Let's go to clip number five. We have another witness who's recounting a horrific escape.
Dean was playing and we were in our booth and we thought it was fireworks and then it just didn't stop. And I'm like, Debbie, that's not fireworks. And then people started running and we asked what was going on and they said it was a shooter. And then we realized it sounded like machine guns. It sounded like more than one machine gun and it just didn't stop like 30 minutes.
What'd you guys do?
We were hiding in a beer truck behind our booth and in a Budweiser truck for about 30 minutes.
Okay, he said that it sounded like multiple guns. And again, when we look at this, it could be multiple guns. I mean, he had 23 guns in there. It makes you wonder why he would take so many guns. I mean, so much of this just doesn't make any sense. Of course, it doesn't make any sense for somebody to shoot into a crowd of people in the first place. But to have that many guns, why didn't he have additional magazines instead of 23 different guns? Why didn't he just change the magazines? There were pauses in between. There'd be enough time for him to change out a magazine. Instead, he's changing out a gun, is what they're telling us. Witnesses believe that they heard multiple machine guns. And again, whether that was reverb within the buildings or whether there were actually multiple machine guns, the government says no, there was just one shooter. I'm at this point in my life, if the government were to tell me that the sky is blue, I would have to check it for myself. And I don't take anything the government says on face value. Sorry about that. That's, I guess, why I'm a conspiracy theorist. I like to investigate what the government tells me. I don't just jump out there and take, well, the government said this, so that must be true. Let's go to number six. This is another eyewitness.
Initially, I heard some pops, and I thought it might have been some fireworks. It was the last act. I look up in the air. I don't see any fireworks. I get a little bit worried, and then it was pretty eerie because Jason kind of hesitated in his song, and I'm thinking, wow, he's worried about something. And then all of a sudden, I heard the shot, and I saw him drop his guitar. And then I was off running. And then the shots, it was assault rifle, like, and they went on. I'm not kidding you, George. It seemed like 10 to 15 seconds. I was laying on the ground in the aisle, and then there was a break, and I ran down the steps, and then a guy funneled about 20 of us into a little room because we were kind of in a line of fire running north toward Luxor, and the police officers didn't go get in this room. And then, you know, I felt like there were like these six young, I don't know, they must have been like 20, I don't know, in their early 20s, and they were crying, they were on their knees. I got the thought of Orlando, you know, being kind of held captive in there. I didn't want to die inside this little room with these girls. And so we waited till another round of shots went, and then I peeked out the front door, and then the guy said, police officer screamed, go now. And then I rallied everybody out of that room to run north to get away from the shots. And then,
well, and as you heard yesterday, we interviewed Kaya Jones, and she was at the concert, and they had just left to go a couple of doors down. It was the last performance of the evening, and she and some of the performers with her had gone a couple of doors down. They were told that there were multiple shooters, and they barricaded themselves in the bar where they were. There was an off-duty, actually he was on his honeymoon, police officer who didn't have a gun. And she said everybody in the room were thinking the same thing. Why don't I have a gun to protect myself? That is the key issue. And we're going to talk about the reactions of people like Piers Morgan, who says, because it's an old white guy with guns, nothing will happen. Really, Piers? We'll take a look at his comments and others when we come back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. Force. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
And now, live and uncensored, broadcasting from the great state of Texas, worldwide, it's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. People are still in shock, trying to analyze what happened. But, of course, there have been a lot of reactions. We played for you the reactions of people who were there on the ground, eyewitnesses, people who were helping others, people who were trying to escape, some first responders who were there at the concert as spectators, pronouncing many dead at the scene. A horrific scene. And we're going to talk about the reactions of many people. I want to get the reaction of the man who's been named by the government as the lone wolf shooter. I want to get his reaction to this because I found that to be very compelling, along with the fact that the shooter doesn't fit any of the typical profiles of a mass killer or homicidal maniac. None of this appeared there. I mean, the only thing in his entire history was the fact that his father had been a bank robber when he was 7 years old. But he had lived the last 57 years, I think, was he 64 or something? He lived the last 57 years without any issues whatsoever. And his brother. To me, that was not a compelling enough reason. He didn't seem to have any political affiliations, religious affiliations, according to his brother. Here's what his brother had to say. Some of it.
Not an avid gun guy at all. The fact that he had those kind of weapons is just... Where the hell did he get automatic weapons?
Where does anybody get automatic weapons?
Anything like that? When you find out about him, like I said, he's a guy who lived in a house in Mesquite and drove down and gambled in Las Vegas. He did stuff, ate burritos.
Was the woman that they were looking for his girlfriend?
Yes. Yeah, Mary Lou. That's why I was on the phone with the cops.
What do you know about
her? We were worried that he might have hurt her, too.
Police are actually describing her as his wife.
They might have got married, but I don't think they're married. It's just his girlfriend.
What do you know about her?
She's a nice lady. I've met her 3 or 4 times. She's got a Facebook page. She sends cookies to my mom.
Do they have kids? Does he have kids?
No.
Does she?
No, he doesn't have any children or anything. There's nothing.
She must be pretty feeling helpless when the
police...
We're
shocked. It's like you think it's a... except that it came in all 5 of my phones in the house and the cells and everything lit up at the same time. I'd have thought it was one of my friends joking. When you get a phone call that says your brother, just killed a bunch of people.
He's just absolutely in shock. He can't imagine his brother doing anything like this. He said, as I pointed out, that he is apolitical. He didn't have any religious affiliations. He was at a loss to explain what happened. Some people say, perhaps he snapped. I don't think so. This was something that was premeditated. It took a long time to set up. You don't acquire, 23 guns at the site of the shooting, 19 firearms at his house. You don't acquire, 42 weapons like that, some of them fully automatic. You don't acquire that on the spur of the moment. Some people said, we've seen many times in these shootings that it was an individual who was on SSRIs. That's not going to, get you to acquire 42 weapons and set this thing up over a period of several days. So none of this really makes any sense to me whatsoever. But let's leave the questions for the moment as to who the shooter was or who the shooters were. Let's just leave that for a moment. We can talk about that. We can question the official story. But let's take a look at one more reaction from somebody who was there at the site. And of course, this was the country music star who was with Kaya Jones that I spoke to yesterday. He was the individual who handed over his firearm because he had one. Interestingly enough, there was a law enforcement officer there, showed him a badge, came up as they got the reports, as the police were going along telling everybody there were active shooters going out. The police didn't know if there were people on the streets, if this was an organized terror attack. And so they're telling everybody to be careful, do not go outside, and so forth. And so they stopped the music, and a police officer came up to him, showed him his badge, and a law enforcement officer of some sort, and he said, "I'm on my honeymoon. I can't believe it, but I don't have a firearm with me. Do you have a firearm?" He goes, "Yeah, I got one." That's what licensed concealed carry guys are like. They're law-abiding citizens. They're there to protect themselves or to protect other people. And he's not going to say, "You can't have my gun." He knows that the law enforcement officer is probably trained better than he is, perhaps a better shot. And so he gives it to the guy, and the law enforcement officer sets point for a couple of hours until the police came around and gave everybody the all clear. During that time, they were all sitting there thinking, "I wish I had a firearm to protect myself." Now, the people who were there at the concert, it wasn't a situation where the firearm was going to be able to help them in that particular scenario. It was an ambush. But it can mitigate the loss of life. We have seen that over and over again. But there's absolutely no reason that people like John Rich, who had the gun that he handed over to the law enforcement officer, there's no reason that people like John Rich should have the guns forcefully removed from them by people like Piers Morgan and Hillary Clinton. Here's what John Rich had to say.
Veterans and active duty. I have a lot of police officers that come and hang out there. And so I actually had a Minneapolis police officer off duty was in my bar hanging out, and he came up to me and he showed me his badge. And he says, I'm officer, I forget his last name, but I'm an officer, and I am not armed for the first time ever. I can't believe it. Are you armed? I said, yes, sir, I am armed. I have my concealed weapons permit, and I said, yes, I am. Can I have your firearm so I can hold point on this front door? And so I handed over my firearm to him. Everybody got behind him, and he, for about 2 hours, without flinching, this guy kept a point on that front door just in case somebody came through.
That's the kind of guy that Piers Morgan and Hillary Clinton want to take firearms from. The kind of guy that you want to be there. If there wasn't a law enforcement officer, you'd want somebody like John Rich there. You wouldn't want to be able to protect yourself as well. And many people want and demand our God-given rights that are then further protected by the Constitution that Piers Morgan and Hillary Clinton have no respect for. Here's what Piers Morgan said. If a Muslim terrorist had committed the Las Vegas atrocity, we would have a slew of new laws in a heartbeat. Oh, you think so, Piers? Have we had a lot of laws with all of the people that have been killed by Muslim terrorists that you haven't really paid much attention to? Are there new laws about that? I mean, typically their weapon of choice in Europe is a knife, or it is a improvised bomb, or it is a truck. But that means that they're no less dangerous there. So it is about human nature, and it's a question of whether or not people have the ability and the right to protect themselves. But then Piers Morgan goes on, doubles down. He said, but because it's an old white guy with guns, nothing will happen. He says, spare me your thoughts, your prayers, your warmest condolences, your deep concern, your kudos to emergency services. He just wants to try to fix this with laws. Well, we have laws against killing people. We have laws that were evidently violated by this individual. Nobody that I have seen suggested that he went through the rigorous background checks and paid the fees to get a fully automatic rifle. To get a full auto or machine gun, as it's properly known, is something that has been outlawed since 1934, essentially, without deep background checks, without paying a large fee. When they did this in 1934, they did it because of prohibition. Okay, it was prohibition that was the issue. It was prohibition that had people machine gunning other people on the streets over the sale of illegal alcohol, just like prohibition has created a crime wave here with drugs that they didn't even bother to amend the Constitution for when they prohibited. We'll be right back with Hillary Clinton's comments. You will not believe what she had to say. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed, that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it, and to institute new government. Independence isn't a day. It's a mindset, an attitude that says, I will not be your dependent. I will not be your slave. Dependence and slavery is a chain that is forged link by link with gradual infringements. When you trade your liberty for safety, to that extent, you become their slave. Slaves are never safe. You won't get rich by being a slave. Guard your liberty. Regard with suspicion anyone who tries to take it. For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. We're looking at reactions of people who were there, reactions of family members to the man who has been identified as the lone wolf shooter, but everyone is at a loss to explain any similarity in the man's life or background to any previous shooter, and very suspicious circumstances there. And we're going to take a look at the reactions of the pundits and the politicians because, you know, they may have identified Stephen Paddock as the shooter, but the media is really labeling the shooter as the NRA. They are the serial killer, according to Hillary Clinton, the Democrats, and people like Piers Morgan. It's going to be the NRA that is on the crosshairs of the liberals. We're going to get back to this in just one moment. Real quickly, I want to tell you about the sales we have at InfoWarsStore.com. The products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com are what support this operation, what allows us to add shows like Real News in the morning and War Room in the afternoon. It's what has supported our operation for a very long time because there's a an economic censorship involved here in the online as well as other places. It's the way that we can maintain our independence while providing you products that are going to help your health, help the health of your family, And we offer things on deep discount from time to time as a thank you. One of the things that's just been put on is BrainForce, 50% off. And as I said before, that is my favorite supplement that we have here at InfoWars Store. That is BrainForce, 50% off. We also still have Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink at 50% off. All Imrix Essentials, that's our household organic products. Those are all 50% off. And we have, just this week only, 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America. That's our special coffee. We have it in two blends, the Patriot Blend and the Immune Support Blend. That's one of the things that Real News runs on. All the O'Dark Early crew here love our coffee. We love our Covfefe maker that we have back there. And you can get that in a couple of different blends, and you can get 20% off at checkout with the code WAKEUP. Enter the code WAKEUP to get 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. And you pick how much you want and what blends you would like. You know, I was just talking about Piers Morgan, and he goes down the list, the litany of all of the shootings that have occurred. And of course, one of them is, he talks about Aurora, and I found it very interesting that as I was looking for this information, yeah, something popped up about Aurora. Remember James Holmes, the shooter, who also had a very interesting background that didn't really match up with what happened there. He was somebody who was a national scholar. He was like one of the top four kids in psychiatry, and all of a sudden he's got his apartment rigged with explosives. He's found after this shooting in a catatonic state, and he hasn't recovered since. But this is a guy who was like number four in the country academically in his field in terms of scholarships before this happened. Of course, he got a research grant in mind control, was the field that he was working in. Maybe he became a subject. I don't know. But we haven't seen anything coherent from this guy ever since. And interestingly enough, he disappeared in the prison system for 2 years. For the last 2 years, nobody, including the families of victims in the shooting, knew where he was stationed. And they just happened to have a press release come out saying, we are now announcing where he is. Maybe they're holding him forth for interviews or something, if the press wants to go there and take pictures of him and talk about James Holmes. They're now telling him, after he disappeared for 2 years in the prison system, they're now telling us which prison he is in. Isn't that interesting? And as I said before, I found the timing of that. We have seen the government very clearly use false flag attacks to push gun control. That was what was going on with Fast and Furious. It was very well known. It was documented by Cheryl Atkinson, the CBS News, New York Times. Many of the trusted mainstream media reported that it was a false flag event so that they could work for gun control. What kind of gun control were they working for? They were looking for more stringent controls of gun purchases in America because they were focused on firearms that were crossing jurisdictional lines into other countries. And at the same time, interestingly enough, they were pushing through an agenda at the UN called the UN Arms Trade Treaty. And they had this blow up in their face when Fast and Furious got exposed because we had a law enforcement officer get killed. They weren't concerned about all the many Mexicans who were killed in Mexico because of all the firearms that the BATF ran through there as part of the false flag event. But it really blew up in their face when we had an American law enforcement officer get killed with the guns that they were running. They were using that to push for a UN involvement in sales of guns in the United States, to have a gun registry in the name of controlling gun exports. And so as they had lost that narrative, the week before they were going to have the rescheduled vote on the UN Arms Trade Treaty, they had the Aurora, Colorado shooting. And I remember it vividly because I was there to cover it for the National Association of Gun Rights at the UN. And, you know, that's the sort of thing that we're seeing now. This, to me, looks very much like the James Holmes situation, where there's absolutely no reason or rationale for this individual somehow becoming suddenly a combination of Jason Bourne and Rambo. Okay, somebody who's never really been involved with firearms, as his family said. He had a hunting license. He had a couple of hunting guns. But to have this arsenal, to be able to modify some of these weapons to be fully automatic or to acquire them on the black market. He certainly had the financial means that he could have bought these on the black market. It's very expensive to get a machine gun Because in 1934, when they passed the bill, they put a tax on it, $200. That was during the Depression. That would be equivalent to $3,500 today. And that was during the Depression. And then they had extensive background checks. And then in 1986, they made it illegal to manufacture or even to modify a firearm for anyone other than the military or law enforcement to fire in fully automatic mode. So if you're going to get a machine gun, then you have to get it from a dwindling stock of pre-1986 firearms that are in private hands, and you're going to pay $20,000 or more. And if you go on the black market, you're going to pay a lot more than that. Part of the 1934 Firearms Act was the regulation of suppressors in the same way that full-on, fully automatic machine guns were. And the question is this something that is reasonable in this day and age, now that we have the ability and every gun owner gets background checks when they buy it with an instant background check? They're not proposing in the Hearing Protection Act that is part of the SHARE Act that is running its way through the Congress and looked likely to pass. See, the Democrats do not want to have anything that is going to move the ball towards freedom, towards the goal of freedom. Yeah, think of this as a football game. I know everybody's boycotting the NFL, but take the football analogy here, okay? The ball is way deep into gun control, gun confiscation territory. And what we're trying to do here is we're trying to move the ball a little bit down the other way. It is not a victory for us if we just keep the ball where it is and we're in possession, when we have the offense, when we have the control of the Congress. It was a victory for us when we stopped Barack Obama from moving us much, much closer to gun confiscation, to regulating the Second Amendment to death, turning it from a right to a government-granted privilege, and then taking those privileges and ratcheting them down. But it is not going to be a victory for us if we just sit on the sidelines and watch while the Democrats move the ball in the wrong direction or stop us from moving it at all. So we had Hillary Clinton come out immediately, because she knows that part of this act that's going through there is also about the Hearing Protection Act. And she comes out and she says, the crowd fled at the sound of gunshots. Imagine the deaths if the shooter had a silencer, which the NRA wants to make easier to get. And I retweeted that, and I said, imagine the lives that could have been saved if Hillary Clinton hadn't silenced the repeated cries for help at Benghazi. You want to talk about silencing people? You want to talk about the fact that the Republicans and the NRA have now been shamed into silence. But let's talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton didn't care about innocent lives at Benghazi. I don't know if she had hearing protection on or if she just didn't care. But let's not imagine that Hillary Clinton for a moment cares about innocent lives. She cares about political control, folks. And there's a lot of misinformation out there about what a quote-unquote silencer is. I think Hillary Clinton and most of the people who are on social media now have watched too many movies. They're not silent. They call them suppressors. They're still pretty loud. And as a matter of fact, when we come back, we're going to play a clip for you from a former FBI agent who was on MSNBC saying that hunters want silencers so they can sneak up on deer. That is, if your deer are really hard of hearing and they're not going to be startled by banging heavy metal pots together or hammering sounds. All right, we'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in, because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the info war. A 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Keep on dying.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're going to continue with the absurdity of Hillary Clinton's claims about silencers. We're going to try to educate the public, give you something that you can pass around to the people on social media who are buying into this silencer idea. I'm going to tell you what's really at stake here. Besides the rights of law-abiding citizens, there are some issues that you need to educate people about, because there's a lot of ignorance about all of this out there, including things like assault rifles. We continue to hear them talk about assault rifles, although they will never define what an assault rifle is. We have never had a fully automatic rifle used in a terrorist event before, or a mass shooting. This was the first time that we had that, but they kind of mix these ideas up. I don't really know. I don't really know what the liberals are referring to most of the time, because they don't even understand the terms that they're using. So we're going to try to define some of those. We're going to show you some videos of how silencers melt down when you put them on a fully automatic rifle. We're also going to have a former FBI agent on MSNBC putting out some disinformation about all of this. So we're going to put this in some context. But this is the top of the hour. We have some radio stations that are carrying this. I want to do some news at the top of the hour, because sometimes they'll do their own news breaks and won't carry this. So I don't want to continue on with the shooter stuff until we come back in the next segment. Let's talk about what's going on with Obamacare, because as we see the failure to repeal Obamacare, which, remember, went through our masters at the Supreme Court, who pronounced it not an unconstitutional mandate to buy private companies' products, but they pronounced it a tax. Therefore, it was sanctified and holy to burden us with that. Here's an example of this tax. And this is from the LA Times. Squeezed again, Americans burdened by Obamacare now face even higher costs under Trump. Except Trump hasn't changed anything. This is still owned by the Democrats. Let's understand this. And this is why I think it is important not to change Obamacare until we change the GOP Senate and some of the congressmen, so that we can get this thing repealed. We need some honest people in there with principle, so we can get this thing repealed and not take ownership of it. This is the way the left is going to spin this. Like the LA Times said, look, this is Trump care. You want to own this piece of crap? You want to just tweak a couple of little things on the Titanic here, rearrange some deck chairs, go for it. Knock yourself out, but it's going to knock you out of power, out of political power. Let them own it. It's their system. And this is what they had to say. They said this couple considered themselves to be fortunate. When they retired 5 years ago, they were both electrical engineers. They were healthy. They had stocked away an ample nest egg. They found health insurance that, although it wasn't cheap, seemed reasonable for two people who were in their late 50s. Then the math started to change with Obamacare, not Trump care, Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act. Yeah, what was affordable about it? We're still waiting to find out what was affordable about it. Since 2015, the couple's annual premiums have more than tripled and may hit $18,000 next year. $18,000. And they talk about how their insurance company, Cigna, plans to increase premiums for individual insurance plans like theirs in Colorado, where they live, by an average of 31%. For 2018, one of many double-digit increases that are slated to hit consumers around the country next year. This is still Obamacare. It is not Trump care. Let's make that clear. That is more fake news from the LA Times, although the price increases really are true. They tried to pretend that there weren't these massive increases. They pushed back against that. They said, no, it's not. It's really affordable. No, no, no. These double-digit increases, increasing, jumping by a third every year. Okay, it's rule of 72. You take the interest rate and you divide it into 72, and that tells you how many years you got to go before you double it, okay? Well, in this case, you're going to double it every 2 years. And then this, we're talking about insurance. The EU may mandate insurance for lawnmowers, mobility scooters, golf buggies. This is the EU, and this is in the UK where they just had Brexit. They're talking about an accident that happened in a Slovenian farm, and then they're going to use that to force people to buy insurance for their lawnmowers. This is crony capitalism. This is economic fascism. This is Obamacare. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Refresh your breath with Emrex Essentials Organic Mouthwash. Our formula is made from organic herbal ingredients to help stimulate the gums and provide a cleansing effect while adding a pleasant, refreshing taste. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is non-GMO, certified organic, made without alcohol, chemicals, or other artificial ingredients such as flavors, fragrances, or dyes. The pure organic plant extracts are concentrated, containing antibacterial properties that work well to help tone gums and freshen your breath. This antiseptic mouthwash is a concentrated formula. You will need to dilute 1 part mouthwash to 10 parts water. Emrex Essentials Mouthwash is a great addition to your daily brushing routine. It is effective, yet gentle enough for the most sensitive gums and canker sores. Go organic today with Emrex Essentials. Visit InfoWarsStore.com to learn more. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. I want to get back to, we took a brief news break at the top of the hour. I want to get back to Hillary Clinton and her immediately tweeting out that people fled at the sound of gunshots, but the NRA wants to put silencers out there. Make that easier to get. Well, let's explain that the same law that put a lot of controls on fully automatic firearms, or machine guns, if you will, also put a lot of laws and controls on suppressors, or silencers, if you want to call them silencers. And they're not silent, and we'll play that for you here in just a moment. But let's take a look here. We've got a video clip of what would actually happen if you put this on a fully automatic gun. But before we do, real quickly, let's just think about what Hillary Clinton said. The 1934 Firearms Act that put restrictions, the same restrictions essentially on silencers as it did on fully automatic weapons. So what she's saying to us is that her laws for gun control protected people because they kept people from getting silencers. But her laws did not protect people from a fully automatic machine gun attack, okay? This is the key thing, folks, you have to understand, is that laws keep weapons out of the hands of law-abiding individuals. And we're going to talk about why law-abiding individuals want to have suppressors and should be able to get suppressors here in just a moment. But first, let's take a look at her theory that if we allowed suppressors, that they would be then put on the illegally acquired fully automatic firearms. This is what happens when you put a suppressor on a fully automatic firearm. The guy's firing it. And as you can see, it is getting red hot. We're watching this, and this thing is getting glowing like a poker. Now it is openly on fire and flaming. And even though it's a suppressor on there, do you hear that noise? You hear the noise? That's a silencer. That's a silencer that is now on fire. And now it is disintegrated. But you could hear it from the very beginning before it caught fire and melted. And so now you're looking at that suppressor that is actually melting on a fully automatic firearm because it is so hot. But so Hillary, like the left, doesn't have any idea what they're talking about, whether it comes to firearms or whether it comes to the Constitution. They don't care to learn about firearms or the Constitution. They just want political control over your life. Now, I want to play what this former FBI official said on MSNBC. You heard, as we're playing that clip, even if you didn't see the clip, even if you didn't see the thing start to glow red hot and then melt like the tip of a cigarette, you could still hear the thing as it was firing, right? That's why the actual term is not a silencer. This is not Hollywood's version of real life. You know, we don't have people who have superpowers, and we don't have people who have super strength and who can fly through the air, and we don't have silencers either. That is an invention of Hollywood, and it what it sounds like is very loud, especially depending on if you have a large caliber weapon. It can still be very, very loud. But here's the myth being put out by a former FBI agent, Manny Gomez, MSNBC, last night, that hunters use suppressors so that deer cannot hear the shots.
Silencers for all. What does that get us?
It gets us more assassinations and a higher crime rate. Silencers were made for one purpose and one purpose alone. That's nefariously kill people with little evidence and little to no sound, noise. And that is specifically what law enforcement uses to identify, target, and neutralize somebody who's shooting at a crowd or an individual like we had last night. And equipment such as ShotSpotter that we use throughout New York City needs that noise to be able to identify and target where shots come from.
Do they make an effective silencer for long barrel, AR-15, Bushmaster style weapon?
Absolutely. And
you just saw how effective they are.
Would make an argument that they need that so that their target, whether it's a deer, etc., don't hear the shot. But numerous other sportsmen have shot from muskets when the Founding Fathers started the Second Amendment up to now successfully killed game animals without the use of a silencer. So where does this logical progression? Are we going to legalize grenades next because sportsmen need the average is to be on their side more. It seems to me we're heading in the wrong direction. The conversation should be what to do about the assault weapons that are killing our population at an alarming rate.
That was Brian Williams, right, at the beginning of that clip? The founding father of fake news. So he's out there saying, oh, so they're putting these things on AR-15s and going hunting, right? And you just heard how effective that would be. I mean, you gotta have, some deer that are pretty much already dead if they wouldn't run from that, the sound of that, automatic weapon with a silencer on it. And you can also see that it is not effective. As you just pointed out, it melts down. And when this shill, Manny Gomez from the FBI, says the founding fathers have been hunting animals with muskets and so forth and so on. You know what they were hunting? They were hunting redcoats. They had muskets, they had rifles, they had the state-of-the-art military firearms to hunt British with. And they began to hunt the British from behind the stone fences and the trees. They began to hunt the British soldiers when the British soldiers came to take their cannons. And when you look at the Come and Take It flag here in Texas, they put up at Goliad, what was the symbol on there? Was it a musket? No, it was a cannon. And so the bottom line is that the Second Amendment is, yes, it is about a militia. It is not about the National Guard. I've had this argument with some very bright but misinformed high school students when I hired them decades ago. It's like, no. The militia is not the National Guard. The National Guard didn't come into existence until the 1900s. The Bill of Rights is about individual rights. All of them are about the individual rights. And This was about people being able to defend their country. The well-regulated part didn't mean that we had Hillary Clinton putting on a mass of regulations on us. It meant that they were very well trained because they used their state-of-the-art military weapons all the time and that the people could be trusted, but a standing army could not be trusted. And when we look at Piers Morgan and others, the same day that the shooting happened in Las Vegas, we saw the massive tyranny in Catalonia. We're going to talk about that later in the broadcast as well. You saw there the National Police Force, the true fascists, the true inheritors of Franco and Spain, shutting down a peaceful election by beating elderly women, beating families with children, beating the firemen who tried to peacefully interpose themselves between the jackbooted thugs of the Spanish government and the people who had showed up to vote. There you can see some of the B-roll of this happening there. And beating police officers who are the local police force. That's why the John Birch Society, the New American, for many years talked about support your local police. What you're seeing here on the monitor, what these jackbooted thugs from the Spanish national government were doing to peaceful voters, is what we do not want to have with a nationalized police force. That's why you want to stand with your local sheriff, who is elected by the people and independent of a central governing body. That was the model that we had. We should be very afraid of having a permanent standing army, even if it's wearing a blue suit. We have, if you look at the number of police officers in this country, we have a bigger army of police officers than virtually any other country in the world has in terms of its army. And we do not want them used as a standing army against us. The Second Amendment is a deterrent to violence like that. It doesn't create a civil war. It creates a deterrence to that kind of tyranny. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
A staunch anti-federalist, Patrick Henry was opposed to the Constitution, fearing it would become a monster that would take over not only the sovereign states that had created it, but that it would become a tool to destroy individual liberty. His warnings, ignored, have now come to pass. He said, "You're not to inquire how your trade may be increased, nor how you are to become a great and powerful people, but how your liberties can be secured. For liberty ought to be the direct end of your government." Patrick Henry warned us, "The liberties of a people never were, nor ever will be secure, when the transactions of their rulers may be concealed from them." Today, everything the government does at every level is concealed from us. We have trade deals to manage our economy that not even our elected representatives are allowed to see. Later in life, Patrick Henry looked back and said, "When the American spirit was in its youth, the language of America was different. Liberty, sir, was the primary object. Today, our primary concern is safety and comfort, when we should be demanding liberty." For InfoWars.com, I'm David Knight.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTru Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTru Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, October the 2nd, 2017. Last night, as we just played the clip, we had Brian Williams, the father, the founding father of fake news, on MSNBC with a former FBI agent shill, Manny Gomez, lecturing us on what the founding fathers meant and how dangerous it would have been, trying to, again, elaborate on Hillary Clinton's tweet, which came out immediately after the shooting. The crowd fled at the sound of gunshots. Imagine the number of deaths if the NRA had had its way and silencers were easier to get. And we had already played for you the reality that these would melt down on a fully automatic weapon. But there's also the reality that Hillary Clinton was deaf to the cries for help at Benghazi. The fact that Hillary Clinton was able to silence any concern about how she had rigged the election during the primaries against Bernie Sanders with the help of the DNC and mainstream media, who are now pushing this absurd point that she has here. She was able to silence anybody looking at what she had actually done by crying, "The Russians are coming. The Russians are coming." And putting out this fake red herring about somebody hacking into the DNC. These are the criminals that are operating out there. And we have to understand, as we look at this, the restrictions that were put on fully automatic weapons, which she basically doesn't apply, you know, if these things are prohibited by the same 1934 National Firearms Act that put the same restrictions on suppressors. But of course, her laws are protecting us from the suppressors. Why is she talking about that? Nobody is talking about pushing through legislation to allow people to buy fully automatic weapons. But they are pushing through the Hearing Protection Act. Why are they doing it? Because as many people have pointed out, one individual who said, "I've been a firearms instructor all of my life," and he said, "I've been very, very careful to always wear hearing protection. But when you're in a firing range, you're always going to have situations where you've just taken off your hearing protection and somebody shoots off a firearm down the line." And he said, "Whenever you get that really loud sound and you can't hear anything for a moment except just ringing in your ears, you have lost some hearing permanently." And he said, "When you get the collective effect of that over the years, you wind up with tinnitus." And he said, "That's what I have." I mean, we talked at the beginning of the show about how the Spanish police were hunting down the Catalonian prime minister, trying to keep him from voting, and he switched cars when he was in a tunnel, just like at a Baby Driver. Well, this is like, if you've seen the movie Baby Driver, the guy's constantly listening to music to try to get rid of that ringing in his ear, the tinnitus. And there's absolutely no reason that for people who want to engage in shooting sports, that they should have to go deaf or lose some of their hearing. And as you also heard, we played that video of the suppressor on the fully automatic weapon. You heard that it is still very loud. It just minimizes it. And so it is not something that is going to keep victims from knowing that an event is happening. That is something that comes out of Hollywood. They're still going to hear the very loud sound of metal hammering. Or if you're out in the woods, the deer are going to hear something that sounds like somebody's banging pots together very, very loudly. They're still going to be startled by that. People in the area are still going to be startled by that. It is a false narrative. But what they're trying to do is, and they're lying to people. We've had mainstream media like Reuters saying they want to get rid of background checks. No, they would just be subject to the same instantaneous background checks that we have for firearms now. Instead of having a very lengthy bit of red tape that can take years, then you would have something that doesn't have that long a period and would do good in terms of helping people to not go deaf. What they do not want to have is widespread shooting. They don't want to have a gun culture. Because if people go out there, and one of the things that scares people off is the loud noises of guns. And one of the things that keeps people from practicing enough to be able to effectively use them to protect themselves and their family. And so they want to make sure that that doesn't happen. And that's really the only purpose that the silencers are serving now. But as we look at the statement by the FBI agent, one of the things he said is that suppressors get us more assassinations and a higher crime rate. You know what? This is what prohibition does. It was prohibition that gave us a higher crime rate. And prohibition continues to do that with the drug war, even though we're not pursuing it in a legal way. But I want to take a look at some of the other responses to this. We've had ESPN change its mind about Monday Night Football last night. They actually aired the national anthem after the shooting. Why would they do that? Why would they do that after the shooting? Is it maybe because it's about respect? Because it's about our country? That's what they don't want you to pay attention to in these NFL protests. So they know that it is about respect. The regulations that are in the NFL already talk about we need to show the proper respect because we'll be judged by the public. And that's what ESPN did last night. ESPN was not going to air the national anthem, but then after the shooting, they decided they would. Well, that's nice that they respect the national anthem. But they still do not respect our Constitution that is there to protect our God-given rights. This headline from the Daily Caller says it all. The left is using the Las Vegas massacre to wage an all-out war against the NRA and, by extension, against your individual gun rights. And as The Hill points out, the mass shooting rekindles gun debate immediately by the liberals. It's almost immediately. The Hill says it was immediately. The bodies were not even cold. Many of them not pronounced dead. Many of them had not died yet, and they're out there using it for political gain. They say Democrats renewed their calls for stricter control. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi called on Speaker Paul Ryan to establish a committee to study the matter and to bring background check legislation to the floor. That is not the issue here. That is not, this guy obtained his guns illegally and modified them illegally from what we have seen here. I haven't seen anybody suggest that he went through a legal process to buy 42 guns in the last couple of months when he supposedly became radicalized somehow. And clearly, this was something that was a long time coming. You don't acquire that many firearms because you snap on an afternoon. And he was there for 3 days, supposedly preparing that venue with multiple firearms, multiple stands, and so forth. But he was just simply a lone shooter, and we have no idea why he did any of this. Then they go on and say, unlike his predecessor, Barack Obama, who used mass shootings to call for tighter gun laws, Trump made no mention of guns during his public statements. Can you imagine if Hillary Clinton was president, what would be happening right now? Okay, this we know exactly what would be happening if Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama were president. They would be using this. Of course, they're still using it, and we'll tell you how they're using it. The Trump administration on Monday indicated that it would be premature to discuss new gun laws. But you had retired Navy Captain Mark Kelly, who is the husband of Representative Gabrielle Giffords, and he was out making his speeches. He rejected the notion that the immediate aftermath of shootings are a bad time for policy debate. He says, if not now, then when Are we going to be silenced into this? Are we going to respond? We've had Joe Biden tweet, there is no excuse for inaction. We've had Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut, saying he's furious that Congress refuses to act. Chris Murphy is urging Congress to get off its butt and to do something. These are the people who are trying to treat law-abiding citizens as criminals. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. It's Real News.
You know, someone very profoundly once said many years ago that if fascism ever comes to America, it'll come in the name of liberalism.
You're a white male! You're a white man!
Welcome to The War Room, the latest expansion in InfoWars live broadcasting. We are live weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Central at InfoWars.com/show and this YouTube channel right here that you've landed on. Please subscribe to the channel for updates and notifications. You can follow us on Twitter at War Room Show. We are going to have the most powerful guests, the most powerful hosts. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones regularly, as well as taking your phone calls. The liberal establishment media has controlled the narrative for too long. The silent majority is no longer silent. This is The War Room.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Cutting through the electronic brain. misinformation. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and we're going to get back to the Real News. We've had a caller who called in the Michael Savage show, who is a neighbor of the Las Vegas, the man who has been pegged by the government as the shooter, does not believe that he was the shooter. The guy is a former Marine, said he knew him very well. Totally astonished by this. And we're going to get to that story. It's on newswars.com by Paul Joseph Watson in just one moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to remind you of some of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. Some of them have been going for a few days. We have a new one, BrainForce Plus, 50% off, a great way to supercharge your mind. And I would point out to focus your mind. It is a wonderful product, my favorite supplement that we have here. You know, so many things that you take for your health. Let's say you take selenium. You're going to be taking something like that as a long-term nutrient. You're not going to necessarily feel anything by many of the supplements that you take. You're going to be taking them because you look at the studies and you realize that this is something that is important to take, and you're going to try to find a great source of it. And like for selenium, for example, we have BioTrue Selenium. It's 100% organic, so it's not synthetic. It doesn't have fillers in it. So you do the research, you find something that you know that your body needs, like vitamins or minerals, but you're not necessarily going to feel anything from that. But with something like BrainForce, you really do feel the effect. It helps you to focus your mind. It is, as I said, my favorite supplement that we have here. 50% off right now. It's a one of the products that we have. We also have 50% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink. Again, that has all the necessary vitamins and minerals and amino acids that you need in your daily regime and your diet that you may not be getting out of your food, depending on how you're eating, or even if you're trying to eat right. You know, we have food that is grown in soil that in many cases is depleted in terms of vitamins or minerals. That's one of the reasons that people started supplementing their diet with vitamins and minerals in the first place, is because of depleted soil. So you can get all of that without taking a lot of pills. You can get that in Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink, and that is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. We also have all the Emrix Essentials. That's our line of organic household products, 50% off. Takes out the bad stuff, like for bug repellent, like DEET. You spray a very powerful chemical like that on your skin, and it's going to be absorbed into your body. So we remove the harmful stuff like that, and we put in and we replace it with organic things that are going to repel bugs that aren't going to be harmful to you. We also have, for this week only, 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. And you can get that. We have two different blends of that coffee. We have a Patriot blend, and we have an immune support blend. And to get that 20% off, you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. That's 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America when you enter the code at checkout, enter the code WAKEUP. Let's go back to this story that just came out from Paul Joseph Watson. You'll find it at newswars.com. And he says, a caller to the Michael Savage radio show, who says he was neighbor with the Las Vegas gunman, Stephen Paddock, asserts that Paddock could not have carried out the massacre. And he believes that it was actually a setup, as he called it. The man, a former Marine who calls himself Rick, says he was Paddock's neighbor between December 2015 and June 2016 in Mesquite, Nevada. He said, I can tell you 100% this is not that kind of guy. He said he would see Paddock every other day, and the two would go to a local bar. They played slot machines together. He never even told me that he owned a gun, said the shooter's neighbor, which is consistent with what his brother said about him. Totally flummoxed. He added that Paddock didn't have any religious or political opinions during their conversation, never talked about any of that stuff. But supposedly, this retiree, this grandfather, somehow became energized to become a terrorist, or somehow he became mentally unstable and yet still premeditated this, and somehow this guy who cared nothing about religion, politics, or guns, somehow acquired 42 weapons and set up this very complicated task of a shootout, which is what we saw again in Aurora, Colorado, the same type of strange thing. He says, I'm not a big conspiracy theory guy, told Michael Savage, but it don't sit right. He said he believed the whole shooting was a setup and that Paddock's body may have been left in the hotel room while other assailants carried out the shooting. The caller mentioned how some people in the crowd were warned 45 minutes before the shooting that they were going to die. And he said he also questioned the lack of flashes coming from the hotel window where the shooter was supposedly firing. And then Paul adds a disclaimer. It is important to remember that after virtually every terror attack and mass shooting, friends and neighbors express shock that the culprit would be capable of carrying out such horrors, with some outright denying that it could be possible. And yet, this seems to be even more strange as we look at it. It's one of the stranger events, again, like John Holmes and the Aurora, Colorado shooting. Nevertheless, after the Las Vegas massacre, we have Democrats urging gun laws and Republicans remaining silent. And this is the headline from Reuters. And this is why, folks, we must not be shamed by these people into silence. They come up with a phony narrative that it is our right and our ability to protect ourselves that killed these people. No, somebody or some people killed these people. But to take away the ability to protect ourselves from criminals who do not obey any laws is not the solution. It is not the solution. You know, we have Bill O'Reilly saying that mass shootings like this are the price we pay for freedom. I would not put it that way. This is an issue about the type of society that we have become. I would say that these mass shootings are symptomatic of the society, of the government that we have, the society that we've become, the government that we have. We didn't have shootings like this in the 1700s. We didn't have shootings like this in the 1800s. We didn't have shootings like this in the early part of the 20th century, did we? This is a recent phenomenon, and some of it can be traced to the presence of SSRIs in some of these individuals, but when you look at a situation like this, no. Or when you look at situations like Islam, no. Those are symptoms of the society that we have, and they're symptoms of other greater forces involved here, some of them acting, I think, in a surreptitious way. That is, the presence of firearms everywhere is not the issue. And again, I go back to one of the history books that I found most fascinating. It's called 3 Months in the Southern States. It's by Colonel Arthur Fremantle. And it was an individual who was an officer of the Coldstream Guard in the UK. And he went to the Southern States during the Civil War. And he traveled up. And one of the things that I thought was so amazing was his firsthand impressions of all these famous people, because back at that time, you didn't have bodyguards around everybody. So he's able to walk up and meet Sam Houston. He's able to go into the camp and meet Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. And he was able to go to the North and talk to generals up there. And one of the things he said about the South, he said, it's amazing how polite everybody is and the fact that everyone has a weapon, whether they're in the military or not. And of course, we had Robert Heinlein talk about that, and the moon is a harsh mistress. He kind of condensed it to say, an armed society is a polite society. That was the America that we had. Why did we not have mass shootings like that all the time? Why did we not have somebody with a gun just start shooting at unarmed citizens? Well, because they didn't have that many unarmed citizens. They would shoot back. They would defend themselves. They had the ability and the capability to do it. It wasn't that they had necessarily better people then. They were better armed. And it is a deterrent. It is a deterrent to individual criminals. And it is a deterrent to the kind of criminals that we saw in Catalonia, who went around beating people to the tune of over 850 people, injuring and bloodying them. The Second Amendment is a deterrent. And just like we talked about during the Cold War, we had mutual assured destruction. We said, you don't want to fire those nuclear weapons at Russia or at America, because they will fire their nuclear weapons back at you. And it's one of the things that kept that from happening. The Second Amendment is a very effective deterrent. And if you don't think that people armed with small weapons can be very effective at keeping a fully armed military at bay, take a look at the Warsaw Uprising. I'm David Knight. We'll be right back with Real News.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. We're talking about the reactions to the shooting. And of course, one of the reactions from Lena Dunham says, there's no way to not politicize this Vegas shooting, she said. It's about gender and race, as well as access to guns. Considering it random is comforting and dangerous. I guess if you are a racist and a sexist like Lena Dunham, everything is about race and sex, isn't it? including this shooting. I don't know how that has anything to do with race or sex. She did not explain herself, if in fact she is capable of explaining herself. We also had this crazy reaction from Richard Dawkins, a man who is clueless about all the fundamental aspects of life. It just shows that you can be so intelligent that you can't recognize intelligence when it's staring you right in the face with design. And so this is a guy who comes out, darn tootin', great shooting, cool dude, certain he's Second Amendment rots. Hell yeah, every country has its psychopaths. In U.S. they have guns. And in U.K. they have people like Richard Dawkins, who, quite frankly, I don't even believe Richard Dawkins exists because I have never seen the Dawkins. I've heard people talk about the Dawkins, but I personally have never experienced the Dawkins, so I don't think he exists. So we'll just kind of throw him over here in the trash. We also have CBS firing a lawyer and who said that these people did not deserve sympathy because they were country music fans and because country music fans are often Republicans. And as we see, people who work for CBS are often vicious liberals who hate everybody because of who they identify them as. They immediately judge people based on their political party, based on the color of their skin, based on the region of the country that they live in, based on, I don't know, you know, being male, whatever, their sex, their skin color, whatever. These are the type of people that typically do work for CBS, but this lady will not be working for them anymore. Of course, we will not see Lena Dunham being fired. No, you won't see that happening. We also have, as they say, the Republicans are being silenced in this debate. The NRA is being identified as the true killer in this event. People who wanted to push through legislation that would remove some of the unconstitutional restrictions on our ability to arm ourselves, because quite frankly, folks, I am a Second Amendment carry guy. I believe that the Second Amendment is all I need. I will go through regulations that the government puts on me to travel, to own guns. I will play the games with the income tax agency, but that does not mean that I will pretend that any of those things are legitimate exercises of authority. They are usurpations of authority, and I will say it. I will play the game so that I can continue to say it, because if I didn't, that would be a different game that I would be playing. But I want to be able to comment publicly on these things, and they would shut us down, shut me down quite quickly if I did not bow, take a knee to those issues. But that doesn't mean that they're legitimate. Doesn't mean that the tax is legitimate. It doesn't mean that the licensing of drivers is legitimate. It doesn't mean that the restrictions placed on gun owners that turn our rights into supposedly privileges, like our ability to travel, doesn't mean that any of those things are legitimate. We simply do them so that we can go about our business and to try to live our lives in as much as possible to live at peace with those who are among us while we try to work to change these laws. And one of the things that is working its way through to change these laws in the Republican Congress is to say that we're going to recognize the ability to carry firearms after somebody has had their background checked, after they have been vetted, after they have complied with all of these unconstitutional laws, then they can still, as they're traveling, go through some place like New Jersey and get hammered and thrown in jail for something that would be perfectly legal where they were. That is a law that needs to be changed. That's what they're trying to change in Congress. And we had some things like that. They're working their way through Congress. At one level, it seemed like it was starting to pick up after the Congressman Scalise shooting. We had some individuals who had already been working on recognizing carry as they were moving it around come in and say, at the very least, congressmen need to be able to protect themselves because they have to work in one of the most anti-Second Amendment areas in the country, in Washington, D.C. And so they're saying, even though many of us are licensed to carry in our home state, we run into conflicts here in the District of Columbia. So we need to remove those restrictions for congressmen because they are obviously targets of individuals who are out there politically motivated, being motivated by hate because of the mainstream media. But then some of them also said, and we need to extend these same protections to all individuals in society. So that was a major part of the regulations that were running through Congress. Some of them had to do with taking away some of the restrictions on hunting. And then the Hearing Protection Act was put into that. So that's why Hillary Clinton focused on that, because she thought she could scare people about her false narrative about silencers. So that's why they're doing that. We cannot be shamed into silence for defending the God-given rights constitutionally protected in our Bill of Rights. We cannot be shamed away from defending those things. And yet, it appears that that may be the case. We've got the NRA now delaying political ads after the Las Vegas shooting. Are they going to be suppressed? Are they going to be silenced as we talk about our fundamental ability to protect ourselves? They say the NRA has delayed political advertisements in Virginia. There's a gubernatorial race there. They say the nation's largest gun rights organization had originally booked $32,000 in cable TV ads to begin Tuesday, today. The NRA has endorsed former Republican National Committee Chairman Ed Glispie, Republican who is running to replace term-limited Governor Terry McAuliffe in November. The group also backs Republican nominees Joe Vogel and so forth and so on. What they're saying is that now they have delayed these ads to October the 10th or later. We do not need to have a moment of silence if they are going to disrespect our ability to protect ourselves, disrespect our lives, disrespect our rights. The left does not take a moment of silence after anything. They're immediately pushing their agenda. And we've seen gun stocks now soaring because people know that it's going to be a windfall for gun retailers. Why is that? Is it because the NRA is bad? Is it because the NRA sucks up to corporations? No, it's because people know, just as you heard Kaya Jones say yesterday on the program, they were all there and everyone there, including the law enforcement officer who was on his honeymoon and did not have a firearm with him because of things like the TSA. They all knew that they needed to have a gun to protect themselves if, as they were told, there were shooters on the loose. Nobody knew exactly what was going on at that time. They didn't know if somebody was going up and down the streets in an open battle, as we have seen in European cities. And there you go. There's the video. You can find it on Real News with David Knight, our YouTube channel. It's called Eyewitness Account. That's what the graphic looks like there. And, of course, if you want to follow us, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Real News X2. You can also find me on social media. The only social media that I do is my Twitter account. That is Liberty Tarian. You can find me on Twitter, Liberty Tarian. But again, the people that were there were saying they immediately recognized it. Sitting there for 2 hours, wondering if somebody's going to be coming down the street with a firearm shooting into buildings. And the one officer, the one individual who was there on the stage gave his firearm to the police officer. He stood point. And they're all thinking, I wish I had a firearm. That's what everybody who is thinking correctly thinks after these types of incidents. They want to be able to protect themselves, to protect their families. We had this strange situation, and I still don't really understand the conflict in the timeline there. We were told that the shooting went on for 10 minutes, but then we're also told that the SWAT team didn't get to his room for 72 minutes. So I'm not exactly clear as to what's going on with that either. But the bottom line is, in 10 minutes, even if he didn't have fully automatic weapons, a shooter can kill a lot of people in 10 minutes. As Sheriff David Clark said, we will do our best to protect you. We will do our best to hunt these people down and stop them and kill them or jail them. But you're going to be on your own. Make sure you get a firearm. Make sure you protect, you train so that you can protect yourself, protect your loved ones and your family. That's what David Clark said. Sheriff, he was advising the people in the neighborhoods there. He said, we'll do what we can, but we can't be everywhere. And you saw that yesterday, whether it was 10 minutes or whether it was an hour and 10 minutes. You're on your own. Now, in that particular situation, there wasn't much that anybody could do other than hide because he was such a distance. Whoever was shooting there was such a distance from people. But in most cases, that is not the situation. You can do something to protect your life and to protect others. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight. This is Real News.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Not sorry when snowflakes can't handle the truth. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. When we come back in the next segment, we're going to be talking to someone who was there 30 feet from the stage. He's going to give us a first-hand account of what he saw at the shooting. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to be talking to Wayne Rode. His website is thevaccinecourt.com. You need to understand about this secretive vaccine court. Why would the government set up a vaccine court? Why wouldn't they allow people to sue if they were damaged, if the vaccines are not dangerous and there's no risk involved? Why would we need to have a vaccine court? And why would they keep it so secret from people? So we're going to be talking to Wayne Rode at the bottom of the hour. In news today, we see that Russia and Saudi Arabia are going to be setting up a billion-dollar energy fund. And this is very interesting in terms of a change, because you understand that our currency is undergirded by the petrodollar, the agreement that the United States and Saudi Arabia have had since the early 70s after they left the gold standard. They used Saudi Arabia to essentially prop up our currency. And there's been a lot of moves by Russia, by China, by Venezuela, Iran, and others to move away from the petrodollar. And now we see that Russia and Saudi Arabia are setting up a $1 billion energy fund. And it is reported by Russia Today that they have already agreed Saudi Arabia is going to invest a record $10 billion in Russia. It'll be the Saudi Arabian kingdom's first monarch to visit Russia in the 100 years since the two countries established relations. We also see that Tom Cruise's movie, American Made, and of course it opened to the lowest box office figures of any Tom Cruise movie. I'm still interested in seeing it. It focuses on the story about Mena, Arkansas, from the perspective of Barry Seal, but maybe one of the reasons that people shied away from it was because they shied away from showing some of the facts. They were very concerned. They didn't want to show, they had a scene with a young Bill Clinton getting a lap dance at an Arkansas strip club the moment when the movie's real-life protagonist hatches the idea to enlist Clinton, who was then governor of Arkansas, in the scheme that was backed by the CIA. So they cut that out. They didn't want to show Bill Clinton in the movie. Another scene would have also implicated George H.W. Bush at the time he was vice president, and they would have implicated him in the scheme that was part of the Iran-Contra situation. They also cut that scene out, and as they point out in the article from Hollywood Reporter, according to conspiracy theorists, you know, people who were there, like Barry Seal, that Bush was knee-deep in the plot, dating back to his days as head of the CIA. Who would think that the CIA would be involved in shipping guns and drugs? That's a preposterous idea. Though he appears in the shooting script, President Bush, vice president at that time, does not appear in the finished film, but George W. Bush does make a brief appearance in the film, so forth. Besides Barry Seal, the only real-life character who does get screen time is Oliver North, and they figured that they could put him in there because he was actually convicted of crime, so they show him as an unambiguous criminal, according to the Hollywood Reporter. They say depicting real-life characters on film is always tricky, given the potential for legal action. Or I would say the potential for committing suicide if you show some of these CIA and former presidents in a non-favorable light. Meanwhile, in some other quick news, we have two 10-year-old Georgia students are heckled, called KKK and Nazi. Why? Because they stood during the Pledge of Allegiance. And in Massachusetts, an elementary school teacher there was telling her kids, she took the knee during their Pledge of Allegiance and then lectured the students on how evil America is. These are the same people who are telling our elementary schools about the transgender agenda. Meanwhile, there's articles saying that there's many adult individuals who are trying to have gender reversal surgery because they have changed their mind. But we're going to push this on kids in elementary school and kindergarten. It is not just the flag. It's other things that are perhaps more important. We'll be right back.
Joe Biggs here with Infowars.com. Today I want to talk to you about guns, why we have them, why the Bill of Rights guarantees that we can have them, and why my right to have a gun is more important than your right to rail against it in the press. I believe every good journalist needs to know why the Second Amendment must be considered more essential than the First Amendment. This may be a bitter pill to swallow, but the right to keep and bear arms is not an outdated, dusty idea some old dead white guy dreamed up in fear of the redcoats. No, it is just as essential to liberty today as it was in 1776. The original amendments we refer to as the Bill of Rights contain 10 of what the constitutional framers termed unalienable rights. The Bill of Rights came to us with blinders on. It doesn't recognize color or class or wealth. It protects not just the rights of actors or editors or reporters, but extends even to those we love to hate. This is a small excerpt from Charlton Heston.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's Tuesday, October the 3rd, 2017. We have on the phone now an individual. His name is Jason. He was there at the concert where the mass shooting took place. As a matter of fact, he says he was about 30 feet from the stage. I want to talk to him about what he witnessed there. And, of course, let's get Jason on the line and we'll ask him these questions. Thank you for joining us, Jason.
Hi, good morning, David. Thank you for having us.
I'm so glad that you're safe. From what I understand, that area that was close to the stage was an area that took very heavy gunfire. Is that correct?
Dave, after looking at photos, we're just getting back to our home in California. Looking at, we were right in the kill zone.
We were on
the right side. We were stage left, or looking at the stage, we were on the right side of the stage, about 30 foot back. And, like most of the accounts you've already heard, you hear it, you don't recognize what's going on. I'm a 20-year veteran fireman. We do a lot of, we've done active shooter training with Rescue Task Force of going in, but you never experience this in lifetime. And when you start experiencing something like this, the confusion, just I hate to say it, it almost paralyzes you, but you just, you start getting down, you cover your loved one, and that's immediately what we did. I was there with my wife, my sister, my brother-in-law, and another couple, and we covered the wives, and we stayed down. And here's the hard part. When Jason Aldean got off the stage, you knew it was serious, but I knew we were in trouble when, after the first volley of shots, I lifted my head, and immediately I saw about five or six people right next to me that were shot, and I had a gal next to the left of me that was shot through the chest. Mm. She was down. I had a guy to the right of us. He was shot through the neck, and then two guys behind me that were shot right behind us, and I knew we were in trouble. But you don't know it's raining down on top of you. I'm thinking with the volley of fire, it's an active shooter, multiple shooters, and they're at ground level. And you just don't want to run in the right, in the wrong direction and get hit.
Yeah.
The long sustained fire, I'm an avid shooter. I'm an NRA member, and I'm very familiar with firearms. And the long sustained shooting had me concerned. I was thinking, okay, this guy's got either 100 round mags or he's got something that is more than a 30 round capacity. And after the fourth volley of shots, people were paralyzed. So we had to scream to people because we're all laying down, get up and move. And when he starts shooting, everyone's down, but when people start moving, I think that's when he also was shooting people in the back. And it was really tough because now we're crawling over the dead trying to get out of there. As a fireman, I'm wanting to help, but at that point, you've got to help yourself and your loved one just get out of there. And we went ahead and we went to the left in the center of the stage. They had that barricade where the performing artist goes down the center of a crowd.
Mm-hmm.
See that we jumped over that. And as soon as we jumped over that, I sent you guys a photo, that image of us trying to get over that. Seconds after we get over that, he's shooting, and you can hear the rounds ricocheting off that. And unfortunately, there was quite a few people. I counted five more people in that area that had been shot. There was a security guard shot in the head with agonal respirations, a beautiful girl. She was shot multiple times in the upper torso. And she was dead, eyes wide open. And we're talking beautiful people that you're just having a great time dancing with not 5 minutes prior. And now you see them clinging to life.
That's just terrific. And, you know, you said you were an active, as a firefighter, you've been involved in active shooter drills. But as you're listening to this, it's just something that you, I guess your delay in recognizing this is you just can't believe like something like this is happening, even though you've heard it before. You're an avid firearms owner yourself and user. You've heard that. You've been in active shooter drills. But it takes a moment for it to register that this is really happening at that point.
Absolutely. You know, they have the element of surprise. And think about it. I work hard all year. This is my big chance to have a little vacation with the wife.
Mm-hmm.
I work a lot of hours as a fireman in Long Beach, California. This was our break to get away, and you don't, you're not putting yourself in that element of on guard. And, that's, I guess, what one of the very unfortunate things when these things happen is it's always where people are celebrating or having a great time.
Yes, you know, yes, exactly. That's why they always do that.
You know, in Paris with either the Eagles of Death Metal or Nice, France at the firework display, you can go on and on and on.
The Christmas market, people are just shopping, and all of a sudden a car drives down and starts mowing people, a truck starts mowing people down in Marseille, yeah.
Yeah, and I told I talked to Derek McBrain and Alex yesterday. I said, prior to this incident, one of the most patriotic things I've ever seen. You had 20,000 people with their phones in the air singing "God Bless America" with Big and Rich, just patriotic, yes. Black, white, brown, young, old, everybody just in the moment. I couldn't think of a more patriotic moment in my adult life, especially nowadays where you can't even, you know, talk about the flag without it being skeptical. And right after that, people are getting mowed down. So we've turned the corner. I don't know where this is going to lead, but, you know, the left, don't ever let a crisis go to waste.
And, that's right. That's right. They're immediately using this to push back legislation that would lift some of the onerous restrictions that entrap gun owners in legal jeopardy that have caused some to go to jail. They were trying to lift some of those restrictions, and immediately we have Hillary Clinton and the left coming out there pushing for tighter controls, even though it appears that these laws were, in terms of firearms, were not obeyed, and the laws in terms of killing people were completely ignored as well. I guess we should point that out to them. You pointed out that you had you and your friend had jumped down and shielded your wives. I remember seeing a story about a individual who was, I think he was a nurse, and he shielded his wife, who was a doctor. He was killed doing that. But it's you know, as you pointed out, it's something that catches you off guard, and then you have do what you can to help people. Yes.
So you're absolutely right, David. So so I look behind me, and I'm seeing people. I saw individuals that were trying to cover, like I was doing with my wife, and they got hit. And then it became, we have got to get out of this situation. We've got to get out. We are in a bad spot, and which is the best worst decision or places to go right now? By the grace of God, we were very fortunate. And you know, by the time when we got out of this, we had got to the rear of the concert. Multiple people shot. I must have seen, I don't know, 19 people, 20 people not moving, another, I don't know, 30 people that were shot and wounded, walking wounded. And, you know, you see the numbers of, I don't know what it is right now, over 500 wounded. Some of those were really
good. Oh, yes, over 500, yes. Yes, well over 500.
And when we got out, I met up with Las Vegas PD and explained to them, you got to access to this situation. Multiple people down.
Can you hang on for just a little bit? We've got to take a quick break. Are you in a place where you can hang on for just a little bit?
Absolutely.
All right, great. We'll be right back. We were talking to Jason. He was there 30 feet from the stage. And if you've looked at the reports and the pictures, you understand that was the prime kill zone. We'll be right back with Jason.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. out. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
What you're hearing there is the singing, I guess it was about 90 minutes before the shooting began at the event. That was Big and Rich, and that was video taken by Kaya Jones, who joined us yesterday and was talking about how before the shooting began, after Big and Rich had performed, she went with John Rich down just a couple of blocks to the bar that he owns, Redneck Riviera, where they were having another concert. And then they were notified that there was a shooting going on. The police told them they thought there were multiple shooters, for them to shelter in place and take cover. John Rich had a firearm that he gave to a police officer who was on his honeymoon and did not have a gun. And that police officer stood point at the door for a couple of hours. But we're talking to Jason, who was there. He was 30 feet from the stage, and he was talking about how moving it was. And it is especially moving when you look back at this in retrospect. The crowd holding up their cell phones, looking from a distance like torches, and singing God Bless America. Jason, your comments.
You know, trying to take this all in, David, fortunately, thank God we all made it. We saw a lot of people that didn't. I've working in Long Beach, California, we do a lot of shootings. It wasn't so much the, trust me, it was hard seeing all the people injured. It was the impending doom of, am I going to get hit next? Bullets were fragmentating off the ground. I could feel the people. I can hear the people getting shot around me, and I can hear the bullets cracking overhead. That's when we knew we were just too close. We had to get out where we were. Then the disinformation, nobody knows what's going on. Then trying to get out from that event, we went right behind us to the Tropicana. There was a lot of people back there that were shot. There was a lot of PD presence already on scene. So this guy did his homework. I mean, he had a sniper's hide way up there. He was, you know, it took a while for them to identify his location. But the disinformation of multiple shooters, now shooters in different hotels. And you know what? This thing, it's still playing out. While I was in the Tropicana, there was people saying there's people getting shot in different, or shootings in different hotels. I don't know if that's ever panned out. Maybe not. But my point is that, like a lot of these events, they're unfolding in real time and you just don't have any credible information.
Yes.
You know, so, but I'll be honest with you, that the feeling of, we're going to get hit next. The amount of rounds being thrown downrange from this guy was so intense that, you know, you just felt like we got to get out of here. We don't know where to go. A lot of us felt that, there was a shooter on stage because the rounds were reverberating off the buildings, but the microphones were picking up the shots. So it also sounded as if it was coming from front of the stage. It was just really hard. You know, it's really hard.
Very confusing. Very frightening. Let me ask you, because now you were at Ground Zero, the primary kill area, at the largest mass shooting event we have ever had. You're also a first responder and somebody who owns firearms. So what is your response to people like Hillary Clinton and others who are saying we need to remove firearms? How do you feel about that?
Okay, so my firearm at that event was locked up in our hotel room. Not doing me any good. The fact that where this guy was, I don't think if even we had our firearms with us, that wouldn't have changed anything.
That wouldn't have been an issue, exactly.
Okay.
But that's not typically the case. This is the first time we've had a situation like this.
Correct. So now, after this, though, had multiple people been armed that were able to effectively make a difference, that could have been a game changer. There is Las Vegas PD audio of a dispatcher telling the cops there that apparently you had some concert goers going into the police cars and grabbing shotguns or attempting. I'll be honest, you know, hopefully with President Trump, he's smarter than this. We've been having this argument for a long time in this nation regarding Second Amendment rights. We all know, you know, we take away the firearms and we're going to get tyranny. Instead of liberty, you know, are we ever, you know, at some point gonna recognize that it's whether it's a truck bomb or whatever, or a truck, it's got the, it's a weapon, it's the person using it, but you know, like I said before, they'll never stop seizing to use an event for their own personal gain. But
yeah, you could have a situation where if it's a roadside explosive, you're not going to be able to protect yourself with a firearm, just like this. But we've also had situations where, if we remember the truck attacks that happened in Europe, it took a very long time for anybody to be able to stop that person in the truck. It was finally, they got to a place where there was a police officer with a firearm because nobody else had it. And we saw in Catalonia what happened when even the police and the firemen did not have weapons to protect themselves against the tyranny of a few individuals who outgunned and outmanned the rest of the people and brutally injured over 850 people. I mean, that's the thing that the Second Amendment is for, as a deterrent, don't you agree?
Absolutely. And, you know, this was a targeted event. Obviously, you had, I would say, you know, first of all, a country concert, along with Country as God, Country, America, Second Amendment. I mean, you had that right mixture of people, but it wasn't all white. It was a good mixture of different races and people there having a great time. But back to your point, you know.
Well, it seemed targeted toward the heartland of America. We'll put it that way. And that's the thing that's very, very confusing about this, because we're told this guy didn't have political, religious interests, and he wasn't an avid firearms collector. I mean, that's very strange.
Well, I do not want them to mistake our patience for weakness, but if this gets into a Civil War 2.0, that's what the globalists want. And if that's going to take us out of the world stage, that's exactly the game plan, and they're trying. I'm just really hopeful. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, Dave, as a Christian, look what's going on in the world right now. And if we're not hitting end times prophecy, now we're going to get, you know, this is a separate subject. However, look what's going on around the world. Look what's going on with, you know, nuclear proliferation and Kim Jong-un and everything else that we, you know, it's ratcheting it up. You know, you guys talk about this all the time on InfoWars. We're avid listeners here at work. You know, there is a quickening.
Yes, there is. Thank you, Jason. We're out of time, but thank you so much for calling in, giving us your first person's perspective, and we're so grateful. God's hand of protection was certainly on you and yours.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll be right
back.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful clean. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Making sense common again. It's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Tuesday, October 3rd, 2017. I'm David Knight. We have spent most of this program talking about the horrific shooting in Las Vegas. And yet there are other things that are happening in our society that are just as tragic, but they're not as visible. And I'm talking about the vaccine issue. We have a story from the Daily Mail. Here's a headline. America's public health enemy number one. How Minnesota thought they'd beaten the measles until the disgraced British doctor who falsely linked the MMR jab to autism came to town. And what they're saying here is they've got an individual named Patsy Stitchfield, a young nurse practitioner 3 years ago. She says she was watching children die from measles in a rich nation. Well, I don't know. I mean, I came from a period of time where we did not have an MMR vaccine, and it was a very rare occurrence for children to die from measles. We got true immunity. I had measles. I had a lot of the childhood diseases. And it was a rare thing for these diseases that we're now being vaccinated for. It was a rare thing for it to result in death. We have to understand that this is not a binary world. In the real world, we're sold this virtual reality that everything is either a one or a zero. It's either totally safe or it is totally harmful. The reality is that there are risks involved, and we should be able to live our lives as informed, free people. We should not have decisions forced upon us. We should have full information about what the possible consequences are. And that's what is behind the movement about vaccines. There's also a lot of experience from individuals. We have another story that came out last Friday, a Michigan mother who said that she could be jailed for refusing to vaccinate her son. It's a Detroit mother. They said she must vaccinate her 9-year-old son by this week under a judge's order, or she could go to jail. Rebecca Bredow, a mother of two, told WXYZ-TV on Wednesday of last week that she had 1 week to get her son vaccinated under an Oakland County judge's order as part of a legal fight with her ex-husband. And she said, I would rather sit behind bars for standing up for what I believe in than giving in to something that I strongly don't believe in. God forbid he were to be injured by one of the vaccines. Then what? That is what scares me. We have on the phone Wayne Rohde. Wayne Rohde is the father of Nick Rohde, a vaccine-injured child who regressed into severe autism after receiving his first set of childhood vaccinations. He lives in Woodbury, Minnesota. Wayne Rohde has a site called thevaccinecourt.com. You can find him on Twitter at Wayne Rohde, and you spell his last name R-O-H-D-E. That's Wayne Rohde on Twitter. And we wanted to talk to him about the vaccine court, this mysterious, unknown thing. It was created, it was called the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. I bet you didn't know that. I bet you didn't even know there was a vaccine court. I mean, because this is something that is one of those zeros in terms of risk, right? Taking a vaccine. This is the false virtual reality that they sell us, telling us you are 100% at risk if you do not get this thing, but you are 100% safe if you do get your vaccine. That is the false world that they sell us. And then when people are harmed by this and not informed about the consequences, that's when this secretive vaccine court comes into play, if you even know about it. But the people who do know about the risks, who decide that they do not want to take the risks with their children, they can sometimes go to jail, as I just reported. So joining us now is Wayne Rohde. Thank you for joining us, Wayne.
Thank you very much for allowing me to come onto your program, David.
Well, we wanted to talk about the vaccine court, because I think this is a core issue here. Why have something like this if there's no risk, as we're being told? And why keep it so secretive? And maybe you know something about the vaccine court. I'm assuming I know you do because you've got a website about it. But I'm assuming that perhaps you had personal experience with it because of your son's experience being vaccine injured.
Well, to a point, I wrote a book that was published by Skyhorse Publishing out of New York City and was put out back in the end of 2014. But I spent 3.5 years researching this program. Prior to that, my experience was my son.
Wait a minute, before we go any further, tell people the name of your book that you put out in 2014.
It's called The Vaccine Court, The Dark Truth of America's Vaccine Injury Compensation Program.
Okay, so they can find information about that book at your website.
On the website, yes, and it's available on Amazon and a lot of other places. Brick-and-mortar bookstores refuse to carry it, though.
Not surprising.
There's some political pressure there. But when my son was injured, we did not know it was a vaccine injury at the time. It took us a few years. My wife actually quit her job and started researching why my son regressed into severe autism. And after a few years, we were able to determine, we think, and then we went back and looked at medical records, and we talked to his current pediatrician at the time, and we all concluded that he was vaccine injured from the MMR. He had a severe reaction to the MMR. Then our next step was, if there's anything we can do about this, we contacted several attorneys who represent petitioners. And they all told us that you cannot file a claim because the statute of limitations, which is only 3 years from the onset of injury, had already expired. So we were at approximately 42 months when the statute of limitations is 36 months. So we were 6 months too late.
It reminds me of the statute of limitations that they put on pedophiles. We have about that same. Most states, it's only like 2 or 3 years. And
right.
That's by design. They don't want people to be able to get thrown in jail for pedophilia because we have so many politicians who are involved in that. That's why they have a statute of limitations so short on vaccine injury.
Right. What's frustrating about this is that in most of the federal court systems around the country, when you have defective product design issues, product liability issues, you have a more generous statute of limitations. It could even be up to the age of majority age. So some states have where you can file claims for defective product design up to the age of 18. But for the vaccine issue, it's 3 years from the onset of symptoms to when you file a claim. And it's even worse if your child dies. It's only 2 years.
Wow.
And
tell us why we had the, when did we get the vaccine court? Remind the audience.
Okay. President Reagan signed the law into law at the end of 1986. It went into effect. The program started October 1 of 1988 to help and compensate families who have children who have been injured by childhood vaccines, the most common 6 or 7 vaccines. And that's where the program started for the first few years. And it was working very efficiently and very effectively.
But why would they shut down people's ability to use the the regular courts, why would they create a vaccine court in the first place? Tell people.
Well, first part, when the program first started, you did have access to the courts, but you had to go through this program, and you could exit the program after 240 days if you did not have a final decision. And a lot of people did. They filed a petition. It might have taken a long time, so they said, the heck with it, I'm getting out of here. And they took their attorney and went to state or federal court and filed a civil tort claim.
But then things change, and we're going to have to wait until after the break to get the information that how that process changed. We're talking to Wayne Rohde. You can find his book and information about the vaccine court at thevaccinecourt.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Wayne Rohde, and you spell his last name R-O-H-D-E. He's the father of a child who was injured with severe autism after receiving his first set of childhood vaccinations. We'll be right back.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order.
As you know, I coined the term 360 win. And with the new auto ship feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on auto ship. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out of stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for auto ship.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. It's our last segment today. It's the 3rd of October 2017. We're talking to Wayne Rohde. He's written a book called The Vaccine Court. You can find it at thevaccinecourt.com. You can also find him on Twitter at Wayne Rohde. And the way you spell that is R-O-H-D-E. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to tell you about a couple of the sales that we have at InfoWarsStore.com, because I want to also get to what happened to the Minnesota Somali population and the MMR vaccine that was going there. That was the centerpiece of this hit piece from the Daily Mail attacking Dr. Wakefield. So I want to get to that with him, because he knows, Wayne knows something about that. Real quickly, I'll tell you about two of my favorite products that are on sale. One of them is BrainForce. It is now 50% off, and you can find that. That's a new sale that just began today. As I pointed out, this is one of my favorite supplements. I can really feel the effect when I take BrainForce, or if I don't take it on the weekends when I'm off. It makes a big difference in my focus. Also, we have 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. Tell you what, you take those two things and you're going to be very alert. You can get it in two different blends. You can get Patriot Blend or Immune Support Blend. That's 20% off InfoWars Wake Up America when you enter the code WAKEUP at checkout. That's 20% off at checkout when you enter the code WAKEUP. 20% off of InfoWars Wake Up America coffee. All right, Wayne, we were talking about the vaccine court, and you mentioned that when it first went into effect in 1988, people could, there's a very short statute of limitations, very short, just like it is for pedophilia, interestingly enough. And, if you make that statute of limitations, when it first went into effect, people could stay in it for a period of time. If they didn't feel like they were getting anywhere, they could opt out and go into the regular courts, but then that changed, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And unfortunately, there was a court case that moved all the way up to the Supreme Court. It's Bruzewicz versus Wyeth Labs. And in that decision, there came a couple startling remarks. And one is that people were suing manufacturers. They could sue manufacturers for what we call defective product design. That option, that ability, your liberty to use your Seventh Amendment rights was removed from you in that decision back in 2011. And it's Bruzewicz versus Wyeth Labs.
Supreme Court is always there for our rights, aren't they?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Tell us the rest of it.
Your Seventh Amendment rights to sue for damages has been removed.
Wow.
When you go into vaccines. Even in that decision, it was the Supreme Court even stated vaccines are unavoidably unsafe, which means that there is a risk. Now, when you have this movement to say that it's mandatory for all children, and now they're moving into certain types of adults, must be vaccinated for X number of vaccines, now we're starting to remove all of our personal choices.
Yes.
And so the vaccine court, for all intents and purposes, is the exclusive remedy for any vaccine injury. But the court is moved away from childhood vaccines and is almost exclusive to adult vaccines, flu shots and tetanus boosters. And it's very difficult for a child who has been injured, suffering seizures, a brain encephalopathy, which is a severe brain injury, or other things like this, severe autoimmune disorders, to receive any type of compensation. So
I smell a rat with this. We have a court saying that it is unavoidably unsafe, but now the government is mandating it. They are also mandating, without any studies or, the effect on children, to accelerate and to concentrate the number of vaccines at a very, very early age. And so that is something that should make us all very suspicious, along with the explosion in autism rates. I'm sure that in your family, it was something that was new to you, because until about 20 years or so ago, we had never really heard of it. And then all of a sudden, all of our friends who had been getting their kids vaccinated, we hadn't done it simply because, we tried to stay away from the doctors as much as possible. That was our approach to healthcare. Avoid the doctors. And, so we had to find a different pediatrician, because they got very angry with us because we hadn't been, vaccinating our children or giving them fluoride supplements and stuff. And I was like, are you crazy? So we found a different pediatrician, but many people who are just going through the standard procedure were, now we're starting to see this explosion in autism at the same time that we see, people's ability to, get compensation from the vaccine court.
You're absolutely correct, but it's not just autism. It's a lot of different learned disabilities that are, the schools are being overloaded with children who are, have different types of disabilities as far as learned disabilities, ADHD, severe asthma, severe food allergies, mental health issues. I think I read somewhere where 50% of our kids are on some type of, medication, severe medications. So our future generations are at risk. We've got a serious problem, and our government.
But we can't, we're not allowed to do an investigation. We're not allowed to try to link these rapid and very substantial changes in our population, in our child, in our, childhood population. We're not allowed to do any kind of investigation or ask questions about that, or we're demonized. And so in the little bit of time that we got left, we only got about 4 minutes, I want to get into the situation in Minnesota about the Somali population there. And they talk about, oh, we had a measles outbreak and it was all because of this evil man, Dr. Wakefield. As they put it in the Daily Mail, they say Minnesota shows the dangers posed by the anti-vaccination movement, especially since critics suggest Wakefield played a part and holding secret meetings there. Tell us what you know about the situation there with the Somali population.
Well, first off, I interviewed that reporter that wrote that Daily Mail piece when he was in Minnesota. I actually sat down and talked to him and interviewed him. Mm. And it was it's a hit piece. There's,
yes.
It's definitely a hit piece.
Oh, but very vicious. Against Dr. Wakefield, also against President Trump, trying to show pictures with him. It was a hit piece on Trump as well.
Yeah. Like this, the Somali issue is a very serious problem. Most people don't understand is that the Somali population vaccinate their kids, fully vaccinates their kids except for one vaccine. That's the MMR, because they've seen severe reactions of their kids within hours or within days after receiving that vaccine.
Wow.
Several of us, including Wakefield, but myself and a few others, we've always proposed, and it was even confirmed by the Mayo Clinic here in Rochester, Minnesota, that the rubella component in the MMR generates a severe spike immunity response in the Somali population.
Hmm.
That is what we think is causing the problems. Now, there was an outbreak in 2011. Nothing really happened other than 26 people. Then you have the outbreak today, this year, No deaths, and they keep saying everybody was hospitalized. Well, what they were doing is parents never seen this. A lot of doctors never seen measles, and they were bringing them into the ER, and then they were sending them home, but they were counting them as hospitalized. And so you're inflating and creating a fear of fear-mongering of and twisting the facts here.
Yeah, now, when I got measles, my mom looked at me and was like, oh, yeah, you got measles. You're going to stay home for a couple of days. And,
right.
And that was typically the way that people handled it. I have immunity now, unlike the people who took the vaccines. We have numerous examples of people who have been vaccinated multiple times who then came down with it. That's one of the reasons they're so strident about trying to force it on other people, because they think that there's that these vaccines that don't work for them are somehow going to work if everybody gets vaccinated.
Right. And, well, when autism hits the Somali population, it's on the severe end. They lose their ability to talk, everything. And it's very difficult to find these kids because the Somali population hides them well. They're very proud people, and they just do not want others, the general public, to see them.
Wow. That's amazing. So what, to sum it up, because we've just, we got less than a minute here. So what they were seeing was the Somali people were getting all the other vaccines, but they had noticed themselves that when their children took the MMR, they were having immediate and very severe reactions to the MMR vaccine. As you pointed out, some organizations there looked at it, believed that there was perhaps an issue that was genetic with the rubella component with that particular population. That's why they wouldn't do it. But then we have the Daily Mail come in and criticize Dr. Wakefield as if he had caused some kind of fatal epidemic, and we understand the issues involved here. Thank you so much for explaining that to us, Wayne Rohde. Again, you can find him, Wayne Rohde, that's R-O-H-D-E on Twitter, and you can find his book, TheVaccineCourt.com. Educate yourself, protect your children, protect future generations.